Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz is in Kiev ahead of a planned trip to Moscow on Tuesday. It's part of a flurry of in-person diplomacy by Western leaders who fear that Russia could invade Ukraine at any time. The Kremlin, though, denies planning any such attack. But Ukraine is demanding direct answers from Moscow about why more than 100,000 Russian troops have taken up positions on its borders. Let's go live now to Kiev. Al Jazeera's Natasha Butler is there for us. So Germany's Chancellor is there now in Kiev. What can we expect from him?
Yes, Olaf Scholz meeting Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's president, of course, to talk about the situation that Berlin has called critical. This is Scholz's effort at furthering the European diplomatic push to try and avert a war in Europe as those concerns continue over Russia's intentions, over whether or not Russia plans to invade Ukraine, even though Moscow continues to deny it's got any such plans. Well, Zelensky and Scholz will discuss the situation. They'll also discuss possible German plans to offer more financial aid and assistance to Ukraine to help its now ailing economy. But there have been some concerns and frustrations amongst many Ukrainian officials over the fact that Berlin still refuses to give any weapons to Ukraine. They would like to see much more military assistance from Germany.
Scholz, then, after his meetings there in Kiev, is set to visit Moscow tomorrow, Tuesday. And what can we expect from that?
Yes, the German Chancellor will be travelling to Moscow to meet the Russian President Vladimir Putin. He is expected to listen to Russia's security concerns. That's what we understand from the German government. But he will also come with a message that should Russia choose to invade Ukraine, that there will be very swift and severe consequences from Western powers. We could also expect Scholz and Putin to discuss the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, that pipeline that runs from Russia to Germany. The US President Joe Biden, when he was meeting Olaf Scholz last week, said that if there was a Russian invasion, that pipeline should be stopped, that the gas would never flow from Russia, something obviously Russia would be very concerned about. Germany, though, has not been so clear about its intentions, so perhaps we will hear more from Scholz. Some say that could be a card that Germany could play during that meeting. It's going to be much more challenging meeting for Scholz. Some seeing it as a bit of a test for this new German chancellor who comes in the footsteps of Angela Merkel. Merkel, a fluent Russian speaker who had many years of experience with Vladimir Putin.
Al Jazeera's Natasha Butler there, live in Kiev. Let's go then to Berlin. Dominic Kane is there. Dominic, what are the expectations in Berlin from today's visit to Kiev and tomorrow's in Moscow?
Yes,
sir. Expectation, well, in terms of expectation, hope might be one way of looking at it. What they are hoping to see is some effect that the Chancellor might have, some ability to transform the situation, some ability to bring the two sides together in a way which would de-escalate things. De-escalation is the watchword that's been coming from the German Chancellery, from Mr. Scholz and his party for some considerable time now. He is trying to cast himself in the guise of someone who can be seen as a mediator, as somebody who can, as it were, feel the pain of the one side but be able to persuade the other that perhaps de-escalation is the way to go. But remember also that whatever the Chancellery here, and indeed the entire government here, expects or hopes, it has to deal with the historical aspects that any German government has to deal with insofar as that part of Eastern and Southeastern Europe is concerned. That's why we don't see German weaponry, German munitions in the hands of the Ukrainian army and the Ukrainian government. We don't see that so far. There may be some movement insofar as certain non-lethal forms of assistance for the Ukrainian soldiers, but no weapons as yet. So when Mr. Scholz meets President Zelensky, the reassurance he hopes to give. Well, how reassuring will it be, given we know what Germany has said its red lines are, as it were? And there is, in terms of expectation, it is worth making the point that amongst the German population, there is a very real reluctance to see German weapons in the hands of any force whatsoever that might then go on to use them against Russian troops.
Al Jazeera's Dominic Cain, live in Berlin. Dominic, many thanks. Right, let's get the view now from Moscow. As Dorsa Jabari reports, Poland is joining the diplomatic push.
We do expect the Polish foreign minister to arrive in the Russian capital later on Monday. He is, of course, the chairman of the OSCE organization, and he was scheduled to come here for a visit as of last week. So his trip will really be an important one and possibly address the concerns that Ukraine has raised. The Polish foreign minister will meet his Russian counterpart later on Tuesday. But it's important to highlight that the OSCE, which is one of its mandates, is crisis management and arms control, has decided to withdraw its civilian monitoring mission in eastern Ukraine as a result of the security situation there. And the Russian foreign ministry has reacted to that, saying that it's very, very dangerous because that mission was really the eyes and ears of the world about maintaining the so-called ceasefire that was agreed upon under the Minsk agreement in 2015 that was supposed to have a ceasefire ongoing in that region. But once this OSCE mission is pulled out of there, there really is nobody to monitor that agreement. And that's a cause for concern for the Russians. The foreign ministry spokesperson also said that it's very important that this organization is not used as a tool in the political game of what's happening right now.
Well, the number of Russian forces in Belarus is the largest since the end of the Cold War. They're engaged in intensive war games that NATO considers a potential prelude to an invasion. Al Jazeera's Step Varsen reports now from an airfield near the border with Ukraine.
At the Zabrovka airfield, Russian helicopter gunships take to the air. Nearby, dozens of Russian trucks leave the training grounds. Armored personnel carriers are transported towards the border with Ukraine. The south of Belarus looks like a Russian military zone. This abandoned airfield in Zabrovka near the city of Homel is one of the 12 areas where Russia and Belarus are conducting joint drills, known as Allied Resolve. Visitors are not allowed in, but local people tell us the airstrip is in bad shape and has recently been used for sports competitions. Footage released by the Russian Ministry of Defense shows state-of-the-art military equipment in action near the border between Belarus and Ukraine and NATO. Several divisions of S-400 missile defense systems and dozens of Sukhoi fighter jets are taking part in the exercises. In response to questions from the Baltic states, Belarus has confirmed that Russian forces are also active outside the scope of these drills. Some military units and subunits from the Eastern Military District of the Armed Forces of the Russian Federation are performing tasks outside the framework of the exercise. They have been deployed and are performing practical measures to guard the southern state border, where there are no opportunities to reinforce it using border patrol units of the Republic of Belarus.
There are a lot of questions about the exact size and the real purpose of these exercises happening around 20 kilometers from the border with Ukraine. For sure, Russian forces are a lot more active this close to the Ukrainian capital Kiev, a lot more active than they've had been since the end of the Cold War. But for many here, it's hard to believe that war is imminent.
For people living in Homel, close to the border, it is difficult to find out what's going on.
It won't happen. We were told it won't happen. First, they said there will be a war, but I watched the news and Lukashenko said there won't be a war.
They brought tanks and trucks and we thought it was a war, but it turns out it was a test of military readiness.
Vladimir Katsura, the leader of an opposition party in Homel, is not that optimistic. He says many people in Belarus would like to demonstrate against a possible war, but are too scared to do so.
I'm personally very worried. I have family. I don't want war like most Belarusians. But as I see the developments going on, so far, under the disguise of military exercises, it naturally makes me very worried.
On this main road to Ukraine's capital Kiev, buses and trucks are still crossing the border. But Kiev is only 200 kilometers away. and Russia's show of military force nearby is making people in Ukraine and Western powers very nervous. Steph Fasen, Al Jazeera in Zubrovka, Belarus.
A Palestinian teenager has been shot dead by Israeli security forces during unrest near the city of Jenin in the occupied West Bank.